USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New unemployment filings fell to 787,000 during the holiday week, clouded with uncertainty around impending changes to benefit payments. Additionally, just over 300,000 claims were filed under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program for self-employed, gig workers, and freelancers. Georgia Senator David Perdue is going into quarantine just days before his runoff election. The Republican came in close contact with a person who tested positive for the virus. Georgia voters will decide between him and Democrat John Ossoff for one of the two Senate seats in Tuesday's election. Republican Kelly Loeffler faces Democrat Raphael Warnock in the other race. Republicans need to win just one of the two seats to retain control of the Senate. However, a Democratic sweep would put that party in charge. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democrats are offering to vote on all the issues President Trump objected to if Republicans will agree to separate them.
That way, $2,000 checks could become law, and we could debate all the president's supposed concerns.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York saying they want to vote on the House-approved stimulus check increase to $2,000. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says it was inevitable that a new variant of COVID-19 would arrive in the United States.
The good news is that it does not appear to be more virulent, namely making people more sick and leading to more deaths. So that is a good thing. It does not seem to evade the protection that's afforded by vaccines that are currently being used.
Fauci telling CNN the same safety measures are effective against the new strain as the old one. He says it's important to wear a mask, wash your hands, and socially distance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When it comes to sports and 2020, COVID-19 played a major role in every sport. The NBA becoming the first major pro sports league to shut down operations due to the pandemic, the league suspending its season on March 12th. Two games were postponed that night after Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive. Professional sports returned from the COVID-19 shutdown in late July. Major League Baseball's abbreviated season was played in home parks, but without fans. The Yankees beating the Nationals in a rain-shortened game to open the season. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying it didn't really feel that strange, despite the circumstances.
I found it very easy to get locked into the game. I had a lot of butterflies today. We're facing the world champs. We're facing Max Scherzer. Gerrit Cole's on the mound for us. Our guys came out with an edge, and you could sense that in the dugout.
Putting an exclamation point on the Major League Baseball season, the Dodgers won the World Series for the first time since 1988. Shortstop Corey Seager was named the World Series MVP and says it feels good to finally win it all.
Man, unbelievable. You know, this team's grinded for a really long time for this moment. You know, this core's been around for a long time, and we've gotten really close, but to be able to finally get that last out and win the last game, man, it's special.
2020, quite a wonderful year in sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.